Time now for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And Teresa joins us in the studio.
Yes.
How's your day going?
It's good, but I was cold. I walked down here, and Paul, I tell you what, when I left the house this morning, I was having a hot flash. Yeah. And so I went outside. I'm like, oh, it's nice out here. That feels so good. I had my sleeves rolled up. And then I get to walking out here, and I don't have a coat. And it was really cold out.
Yeah, it's you have about a block and a half walk to the studio.
Yeah, which
you didn't wear
a
coat today.
I didn't wear a coat today because I didn't think I needed one.
Well, you can borrow mine on the way back.
I had the windows down on the way here.
Oh, jeez.
This morning.
That's good, Teresa.
You feel better now? I'm nice and warm now in
good.
The
good.
In the radio station.
All right. Well, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, we're done talking about hot flashes.
Or this afternoon. Yeah, okay, hot flashes, yeah.
Okay, we are talking about how to stay safe with emails.
Oh, good okay. Subject matter.
So what to look for when you get an email, because I get a lot of people saying, is this a real
legit?
Email or is it not a real email?
Is it legit?
Yeah, is it legit?
Yeah.
So things you need to be cautious about, okay? If the email doesn't use your full name or it has a generic greeting, like if it doesn't say your name on it.
Yep.
If the message just looks strange, maybe it says it's a brand that you recognize, but the logo looks a little off.
Yep.
Or the design looks strange, or it's not laid out very well. Okay.
Yep.
If it contains suspicious website links, you know, if the words in the website link are jumbled or they are, you know, don't have anything to do with,
doesn't say like target.com,
right? Exactly
target
whatever yep. they're pretending to be, or it might say, you know, target@gmail.com. yep. You know, that's a Gmail address, that's not a legit business address. Or if it contains attachments that shouldn't be there. Okay.
So if you click on that attachment, does that infect your computer then?
Probably.
Or can it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, because you're...
No, the attachment. You can open the email if you want.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, you can look at the email, yeah. That usually isn't going to harm you. But if you click on links that take you somewhere, or if you open an email attachment, your antivirus stuff on your computer, your security on your computer, doesn't help that.
Right.
Because you chose to do it.
Good.
Yeah. So be wary of false urgency. Okay? So these scams... And they want to get you caught off guard. So if they say, if you don't pay this right away, then something bad is going to happen. Or urgent, you've been hacked and you need to respond within 24 hours or, you know, whatever.
Or your account is
going to be closed.
Yeah. Don't click on it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you get an email that says your account has been hacked, then you need to go to your internet, go to that website, not the website on the email, mm-hmm. but, you know, let's just use Target. Go to target.com, log in or find a support link there,
yep.
and call them or email them directly.
Yep.
Don't respond to that email.
Good advice. I always get a lot of, in my junk email, you know, I never hardly open it, but if something looks interesting.
Yep.
Or not interesting, but legit, I'll just open that email and then I'll see right away, well, this isn't legit.
Right. And how do you tell that?
Yep. Like someone emailed me a name I know, person mm-hmm. I know, and it was in my junk folder. So I opened it and I realized this isn't from that person.
But how did you know that?
Because it says, I am giving away my acoustic piano to any instrument lover. Are you interested? Or have someone who might be interested in my acoustic piano. No.
Yeah. That's so that leads directly into my next point.
Okay.
Watch out for offers that seem too good to be true.
Oh.
Free things? Not usually.
Yeah.
This applies to those links in Facebook, too. There are so many. They say, we have decided to give free meals for a year to the first 100 people
that respond. Yeah.
Just put, give your information. No, if it's, yeah.
Yeah, you need to be smart.
Too good to be true. It is too good to be true.
Yep.
Job offers are the same way. Earn money from home. There are so many scams with that kind of thing. You know, earn six figures at home. No, you're not going to be able to do that. Maybe there's some jobs out there which do that, but you're not going to find them
right on
a random email.
Yep.
So the last and biggest thing is just to never provide personal information, credit cards, account information via email, text, or phone.
Right.
Just don't. Yeah. Just make it a habit not to do that. If people start asking for that stuff, unless you are 100% sure if you call Rural Solutions, you're talking to someone at Rural Solutions, yep, and you know that.
Yep.
But if you don't know the phone number, you know, if it's not a number that's on the back of your credit card,
yep,
or it's not a website that is, you know, target.com, mm-hmm, if you're not sure 100%, don't do it.
Right. Speaking of email, you know, I check my junk mail every couple times a day, you know, because sometimes somebody will email me for the first time.
Yeah.
And their email's there, and sometimes I just delete all my junk mail at once, and
yeah,
I miss important emails.
Yeah.
That frustrates me.
You know, it's to the point, Paul, that we all get a huge amount of junk mail,
yep,
and there's not a lot we can do about it anymore, especially, yep, if you have a public email like Gmail or Yahoo.
Yep.
They're free services.
Yep.
We don't have a lot to say
control
over them.
On it. Yep. Right. Just got to be smart with
your emails.
Have
to be smart. And the only thing you can do is keep putting them in your junk mail, marking them as junk.
Yep. Well, if somebody emails me for the first time, it's in my junk mail. I just right-click it. Or how does that work? To save it from now on.
You can whitelist it.
Whitelist it.
Yep, which they're an approved sender.
Yep, so that will never happen again. It'll go right into my inbox. So.
Right, the next time. Yep. But so, that first time, yeah.
Many people click on emails and get their computer infected?
Oh, a lot of people do. Yeah. And it's easy to do. I don't want anybody to feel bad because they've done it or they're going to do it in the future. Because these things, they're really getting more and more difficult to tell if they're legit or not.
Yep, for sure. It looks real.
It does.
Okay. All right, good topic again, Teresa.
Yeah.
I enjoy visiting tech stuff with you and John.
Yeah. So. Always right. Something to talk about.
That's right. Always something to talk about in the tech world. So how can people get a hold of you if they have some questions about emails?
Well, you can come and see us. We're right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank. Or you can give us a call at 320-698-4747 or email support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Enjoy your walk back to rural.
I am going to run back.
Run
no,
back.
I'm not going to run back.
You want my coat?
Maybe. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Teresa. Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show for today.